Yeah, what would you call the road that went like from the house out to the main road? Did you have any term for that?
Path.
Okay. And how about dogs? Did you have different kind of dogs? Do you have any now?
I always had plenty of dogs and cats.
Any particular breeds?
No, just little cute dogs.
Do you have any term for dogs that's just a mixture?
We just call them puppies and dogs.
Call them Sooners now.
When I was little, I didn't care what they were, just so they were fat and pretty.
And how about of the animals, like the male and female of the cows? What are they called?
I don't know. I call them a girl cow and a boy cow.
You call them a bull, don't you? And a cow.
Yeah, that's right. That's the right way to call it.
What would they say about a cow if she was going to have a calf or something? Say she's going to
have a baby. You would say the cow's going to have a baby. Ain't that what you always say, Mama?
You always say it's going to have a calf.
Mm-hmm. And her mother told her that babies were found under stumps, and her sister went out in the woods
they come
and
out
dug up
stump
a tree
holes.
Stump hunting a baby.
They said they come out old stump holes, so we went out. I went out in the woods and I dug up two stumps and that ended it right there. There was no baby. I never looked for another baby.
But she found out where it came from. She had twin.
Gosh, I guess she did.
And we don't believe it.
When I was 16, I got married and I absolutely thought you just loved the person. That's all there was to it. You just got married because you loved the person. I was 16 years old and I thought there's no more to it than getting married and being with the person because you love them. You just be with them.
Mm-hmm. And when she got found out that night,
when he kept moving over at me, I put my hide home the fourth day. I walked all the way. I was so desperate. I walked all the way through them woods. They said there was a bear and it was about 3 miles to my mother's. But Betty, when I got home, I felt good. I was home.
You were safe then, weren't you?
Yeah, and I felt bad that afternoon when I went in the living room and there stood my husband with a red face with his overcoat on.
Uh-oh.
And he sassed me. He says, "Margie, get that coat!" Disgusted with me.
People not ignorant nowadays, are they?
But, you know, lots of them, they would used to not talk about it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, children now, they know all about sex. Their parents openly talk everything before them. And they love to have babies at 12 years old, 10 years old, 8 years old, anything. They just openly talk the sex right in front of the children, and so they go try it out. Absolutely, it's out of control now, the young people about sex. They don't think no more of it than eating dinner or something.